You know, an often neglected aspect of love, which all of us can easily manifest to others, is common courtesy, which, sad to say, doesn't seem quite so common anymore. And by courtesy, I mean politeness, thoughtfulness, and simple consideration for others' feelings. We could take a tip from King Louis XIV of France. On one occasion, it is said, that he was narrating an enthralling story before his courtiers and guests at his great palace at Versailles, when suddenly he ended it very lamely. A few minutes later, a prince who was guest at the palace excused himself and left the room. The king then said, "You must have noticed how lamely my story ended. I had forgotten that its outcome reflected badly on an ancestor of the dear prince who has just left the room. Upon remembering its conclusion, I thought it better to spoil a good story than to distress a good man." Well, that was courtesy. I'm not sure how it is today, but the French used to be famous for their courtesy and politeness. It is said that during a mission in World War I, Marshal Foch, the French commander of the Allied forces, encountered a noisy American officer who began ridiculing the politeness of the French. "Ah, there's nothing in it but wind," the American sneered. Replied the marshal, "There is nothing but wind in a tire, but it makes riding in a car very smooth and pleasant." Well, while we're on the subject, here are a few more thoughts on courtesy that are worth reflecting on. Courtesy costs nothing, but buys things that are priceless. One of the most difficult things to give away is courtesy and kindness, for it is almost always returned. A father once advised his son, "My boy, treat everybody with politeness, even those who are rude to you. For remember that you show courtesy to others not because they are gentlemen, but because you are one."